And this news update is being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. As well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news for the hour. Authorities are advising motorists to avoid the area of M19 and McTaggart Road following a train derailment that's been reported. According to Police Chief Anthony Wood, emergency crews remain on the scene assessing the situation and working toward reopening the crossing. Officials have not released an estimated timeline for clearing the derailment, and drivers are encouraged to use alternate routes until further notice. No additional information's been made available at this time, but we will keep you updated. And a recall effort targeting Huron County Commissioner is moving to the next stage this week. The Huron County Election Commission has scheduled a clarity and factual hearing for Thursday, June 11th at 2 p.m. in the 73B District Courtroom. The hearing will focus on whether language submitted in a proposed recall petition meets Michigan standards for factual clarity and accuracy. The petition seeks the recall of Joe Murphy, who represents District 6 on the Huron County Board of Commissioners. The hearing will take place at the courthouse located at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe on first floor. A decision by the Election Commission will determine whether the recall language can advance in the process. The meeting notice was issued June 8th by the Huron County Clerk, Lori Neal. And a Huron County Circuit Court hearing for Jared Cash Butterfield addressed multiple pretrial motions and resulted in a contempt sentence following a courtroom outburst. During the hearing, Butterfield interrupted proceedings and accused prosecution of making false statements. After issuing warnings, Huron County Circuit Judge, Judge Prill, found Butterfield in direct contempt of court and sentenced him 10 days in jail. Butterfield was removed from the courtroom. Judge Prill later offered remote participation through Zoom with Butterfield's microphone muted, but Butterfield rejected the offer and allowed his attorney to continue on his behalf. The court ruled that evidence involving alleged assaultive acts from 2012 through 2014 and in 2020 may be presented at trial. Judge Prill determined the evidence could be considered by a jury for purposes including intent, common scheme or plan, and absence of mistake. The court also ruled on evidence related to the alleged victim. Prior misdemeanor convictions, probation status, past warrants were excluded. Evidence of alleged drug use during the time of the reported incident was ruled admissible, while evidence of drug use outside that time frame was excluded. Judge Prill granted a prosecution request to add one count of criminal sexual conduct in the third degree. The court found the examining magistrate abused discretion by not considering the entire record during the preliminary examination. The judge cited testimony alleging assaultive conduct and strangulation before the reported sexual contact and found sufficient evidence for a jury to consider whether force or coercion occurred. The request to add a first-degree criminal sexual conduct charge was denied. A defense motion seeking disqualification of Prosecutor Tim Rakowski was denied. The defense argued Rakowski should be called as witness because the alleged victim first disclosed the criminal sexual conduct allegation to him. Judge Prill ruled that information was available through the alleged victim's testimony and was not exclusive to the prosecutor. The court also granted the prosecution's motion to remove Rutkowski from the defense witness list. A defense motion requesting a change of venue to pretrial publicity was taken under advisement. Judge Prill said the court will evaluate whether an impartial jury can be selected when jury selection begins and may revisit the issue if necessary. Butterfield's trial remains scheduled for late August in Huron County Circuit Court. And a Peck man and woman are back in custody following another drug-related arrest in Sanilac County. Authorities say the pair, ages 31 and 28, were taken into custody June 2nd after members of the Sanilac County Drug Task Force conducted a traffic stop on Van Dyke Road in Marlette Township. Investigators alleged the occupants discarded an item from the vehicle as deputies attempted to make the stop. The item was recovered and is believed to have contained methamphetamine. A subsequent search of the vehicle reportedly uncovered additional drug paraphernalia. Both suspects were lodged in Sanilac County Jail while prosecutors review potential charges. The arrest comes less than 5 months after the same two individuals were taken into custody during a separate drug task force investigation in Flynn Township. In that case, deputies reported seizing approximately 50 grams of suspected methamphetamine, other controlled substances, and prohibited weapons. The pair was later released on bond. The latest investigation remains active and authorities have not released additional details. The Sanilac County Drug Task Force continues to encourage residents to report suspected drug activity through its anonymous tip line or online reporting tools. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Rick Kasiba from Huron Auto Parts. Why choose us over the competition? Because we don't just sell parts by looking at a computer screen. I've been repairing everything from power sports and cars to small engines and even race cars since high school. Put my four decades of experience to work for you when you step into Huron Auto Parts and get the right part the first time. Most of the time, the part is on the shelf and ready for you to take home the same day. And if not, I can usually get it by the next. At Huron Auto Parts, we understand. Surface is the difference. We get it.
Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe has multiple generations of experience providing parts for anything with an engine, whether you're point A to point B driver or pro. Huron Auto Parts has the knowledge to make sure you get the right parts the first time. And if you're a farmer, your machinery is your lifeline. With Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe, in most cases, they have the parts in stock on the shelf or can get it the next day, so that if and when a breakdown happens, you'll be back to work in no time. Huron Auto Parts, 203 Southport Crescent in Bad Axe.
And for your obituaries today, we have Wilma Catherine Kovac of Owendale, age 102, passed away on Monday, June 8th, at her home following a well-long-lived life. She was born Pigeon, Michigan on June 6, 1924, and on April 19, 1947, she was united in marriage to Alex Kovac. Wilma is survived by her daughters, Catherine and Kathleen, her sons, Alex and Jeffrey, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A funeral service for Wilma will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, June the 12th at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Linkville. Visitation will take place from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until time of service at the church on Friday. Memorials may be made to St. Paul Lutheran Church of Linkville. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. You can share your memories, thoughts, and prayers with the family at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we're back with more news. The landscape of American collegiate athletics is facing a massive regulatory overhaul following a landmark judicial ruling involving Texas Tech University. The court's decision, which directly addresses the intersection of campus athletics and mobile gambling apps, has ignited a fierce national debate over student-athlete vulnerability and gambling addiction. In response, a bipartisan coalition of senators is fast-tracking legislation to establish the first-ever federal oversight framework for sports betting. The proposed bill aims to restrict gambling advertisements during collegiate broadcasts and implement strict geofencing boundaries around university campuses, a move fiercely contested by major gambling corporations. Over 150 global climate experts and world leaders have issued a powerful open letter to the upcoming COP31 host, Turkey and Australia, demanding that ocean conservation be placed at the absolute center of global climate governance. The coalition argues that because the world's oceans absorb over 90% of excess planetary heat, they represent humanity's greatest natural climate defense. The letter outlines a comprehensive strategy to legally integrate marine protection into national carbon reduction pledges, focusing heavily on decarbonization of international shipping. With Turkey confirming as the host for this November's UN summit, environmental diplomats are pushing to ensure this event is formally designated as the world's first true blue COP. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech team proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband, look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.